Hi, this is Brian Lewis, and in this video, we're going to look at Linux and RDP to the desktop. So first, let's start by creating a new virtual machine. We go new, virtual machine, and then we're going to take a look at all of the virtual machines because I want to get the latest Ubuntu version. And so we click Ubuntu server and 15.10. We're going to create it with a resource managed VM. Under the basic configuration, I've got to give the server a name. And then I have to enter a username to log in with. And then I'm going to do a password right now for simplicity's sake instead of an SSH public key. And I'm going to give it a resource group. The value of the resource group is when I want to delete this, I can delete the resource group and it will delete everything associated with it. The network, the IP address, storage, everything that I've created specifically for this. Then I choose a size. I'm going to go with the DS2, two-core machine. I'm just going to take the defaults on the network. And that's it. It looks at the validation and the summary. Yes, it passed. It's ready to create. I say OK. And in about 5 minutes, we'll have ourselves a new Linux VM. So we see that on our desktop, on our main page for Azure. We pinned it to the start menu, and it is deploying. Now, through the magic of video, it's already done. Look at that. So now we go in, and we go into the machine. We're going to look at the IP address here because we need to remote into the machine. So I've clicked into the next page here so I can go just select the copy command. I could highlight it and, you know, Control-C as well. But now that I've copied it, I'm going to go to my PuTTY tool and SSH into the Linux VM. I had a slight warning about the, you know, it didn't recognize the key, but I log in as Brian, and then I put in my super secret password. And I'm in my Linux VM. So I'm logged in as Brian. We can see when we do the directory listing on the home directory, there aren't a lot of files there, just a few for the bash shell. Now we've done a sudo apt-get update. Sudo gives us the root access command so that we're running as root. Apt-get is the tool to go get utilities and other products and the installer. So now we're installing LXDE, which is our desktop environment. This is a lightweight desktop environment. It is going to be the longer of the installs that we go through. And I have sped this up in the video so that we don't have to watch the entire install or wait through the entire install. Now with the install of this desktop, some of the things we won't get are web browser and that kind of stuff. We can install those in addition to this. Some of the desktops you install, you'll get all of the tools along with it, all of the different Word editors and different aspects like that. LXDE is going to be a pretty lightweight package in that respect for us. And from the speeds of remote control, it's a better environment to work with as well. So it's one of my more preferred window managers that I would use on a Linux desktop when I'm doing remote control. As a matter of fact, installing a web browser in this, you'll get a pretty good response time if you are doing browsing the web through that RDP connection to these servers. Okay, now that that install is done, we need to do another install. We have the desktop there, but we want to install XRDP. Basically, XRDP is going to give us a RDP session to the X Windows. And so we run this install. Now, that's all set, and we have to set some configuration files. So if you remember when we looked at the home directory, there was not an X, a .x session file. We need a .x session file to tell us what our remote session is going to be like. So we may be able to go run an LXDE session at the console right now, but to remote in and run a remote session, we need this .x session file in our home directory for the user that's going to be remoting in. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to use the echo command and then start LXDE and pipe that to the home directory .x session file. And here's the file. It's now in the subdirectory. We could have put that in there with, you know, using VI or, you know, some other text editor, Nano. So we now are going to start XRDEP. There's several ways to do it. One way we can do it is with the sudo command and start it that way. Another way we can do is services restart on XRDEP. Either way, now we go to our desktop and we do remote desktop connection to the machine. It failed. Why do you think it failed? The firewall. Azure's got a firewall we have to set a rule on. And here's how we find it. We go into our VM. We click network interfaces. On that network interface, we have to go to settings. We have to go to the network security group. From the network security group, we choose our network security group. Finally, we can go into our inbound security rules. On here, we add an inbound security rule. The only one that's there so far right now is SSH coming in. And we're going to make an RDP rule. And so just give it some priority so it lists in the list. And we're going to open up port 3389 and allow that on through. Now, once that rule's in place, we should be able to connect through. And that's a hard one to find, so this video might come in handy. It took me a while to find that where that firewall is. It's buried in there quite a bit. There are other ways to get to it, but none are any easier. So we did a command service dash status slash all, and we see that XRDP is up and running. So we're going to do a restart because for some reason we're still not getting in. So we do a sudo service XRDP restart, and then we'll try to connect again. And this time we're getting a response. Here's our session. Excellent, it's looking good. Username and password. There we go. Here's our X Windows session, our desktop. Okay, now we're going to start just a little Xterm just to show that we have a program that runs and we can bring up an Xterminal. We could certainly install a browser or something else. But that's it. We have a desktop running. I hope you enjoyed this and I hope it helps.